各位弟兄姐妹平安。
平安，星期班的弟兄。
好像没有什么回应哈，我再说一
次。
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。
感谢主，这是一个充满美好阳光的下午。
It's such a sunny afternoon.
刚才我们有很好的敬拜。
We just had a really good worship.
现在我们要来一起思想主的话。
And then now we will turn the time to pondering God's word.
在我还在念，在台湾的50年代到80年代。
And about 50s and 60s in Taiwan.
校园里面非常流行一个顺口溜。
And there is a saying on the campuses throughout Taiwan.
来来来来台大。
Come, 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 come to University of Taiwan.
去去去去美国。
Go, 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 go to the United States.
好像我上次听到荣弟兄说，他们班上只有一个没有念到博士，其他通通念到博士了。
I remember Brother Ron was saying that only one of his classmates who did not, was not studying for PhD. The rest of the other did.
这是一个证明。
And that was such a strong proof.
当然除了台大以外，每一个学校的好学生都希望来美国。
Of course, I did spend the University of Taiwan. Everyone else throughout different campuses would all love to come to America.
那时候很多人思想中觉得美国是遍地黄金。
And to those people, they think that was the America was a land of gold.
当然后来中国改革开放。
And of course, after
我看很多人同样流行这句话。来来来来北大，去去去去美国。
And after the kind of more open political economic policy in China, most people from China would love to come to America as well.
所以越来越多的中国学生到美国来留学。
So more and more you see students coming from the from China.
那个时代来美国的人真的有一个梦。
And those people who came to America in those days had a dream.
先拿一个学位。
First of all, they would get their degree.
第二个找一个好工作。
And then they would find a good job.
第三步，娶一个美丽的妻子。
And thirdly, have a beautiful wife.
第四个，买一个豪宅。
And then fourthly, to have a great and big house.
希望各个五子登科。
And so hopefully you would have the five isms.
等到真的有了孩子。
And then once you really have your children,
就开始做另外一个梦。
And then you begin to dream another dream.
是为我们的孩子做梦。
You begin to dream for your offspring.
希望我们的孩子都比自己更有成就。
You dream that they would excel at what you've done.
我们巴不得每一个孩子都像林书豪。
Every one of our kids would be like Jeremy Lin.
林 Sanity.
It would be a Lin Sanity.
现在最热门的人物。
And because he is the hottest guy now.
我敢说绝大部分在这边的中国同胞
And I believe a lot of our Chinese people
心中都有这两个梦
And we all share these two common dreams
一个为自己做梦
One that you dream for yourself
一个是为我们的第二代做梦
And at the same time you dream for your children
不过慢慢发现做这个梦好像有一点像吹气球
But often we found out that our dreams are like a bubble
要非常用力的去吹。
You have to blow this balloon with such strength and energy.
那个嘴巴的气还不可以松掉。
And then you cannot let go your breath.
一松掉，气就漏掉。
Because once you stop blowing into it, the air will come out.
慢慢也发现这个气球常常有一些破洞跑出来。
And then you begin to see the balloon has some holes in it.
你看我们中国人在美国。
And just look at us Chinese in the United States.
不论你英文再好
Whether you're you have very good English
可能人家觉得你是亚洲英文
But people think that you're speaking Asian American
虽然你很优秀
Perhaps you are excelling of anything
可能很多人的眼光你还是一个 chink
But to many you're still a chink
这是最近新闻刚发生的事
And that is what's being told in the news nowadays
连林书豪都被别人看成 chink
Because even Jeremy Lin was considered chink to many Americans.
所以我们觉得这个气球吹起来不那么容易。
And so we feel that it's so difficult to blow this balloon up and keep it large.
特别是我们的第二代更不容易。
Especially it is very difficult for our next generation.
一个人要同时吹两个气球。
And then so for one person to blow two balloons at the same time.
有一个弟兄为了要让他的孩子学溜冰。
And there is a brother who wanted to have his kids to learn how to ice skate.
每天五六点就要起床。
Every morning he would wake up at 5 o'clock.
一大早就送孩子去溜冰。
And in the very early morning, he would take the kids to the ice rink.
他等在外面。
And he would wait outside.
溜完冰接他去上学。
And after the skating practice, he would take the child to school.
然后自己去上班。
And then he would go to work afterwards.
下班了还要接孩子。
And after work, he would have to pick up his kids again.
哇，我觉得真是辛苦。
And it's quite a demanding work for him.
我看见很多的家长都是这样做的。
Yeah, that is very common for so many of us parents.
如果一切顺顺当当，这个还算好的。
And if everything goes well, then that's wonderful.
我认识一个姊妹，把她的孩子送到国外来念书。
I know of a sister who sent her kid out to study abroad.
有一天，她孩子去参加一个 party.
And so one day, her child went to a party.
有很多人在那里吸大麻
and many were smoking weed.
结果他就被怂恿也吸一口
so he or she was enticed and intended to do so and he did.
结果他就被大麻给吸走了
and then he was addicted with the weed.
慢慢大麻不过瘾
and then gradually weed was not enough.
结果他就吸海洛因
and then he went into heroin.
这个不得了，妈妈赶快把他找回台湾。
And then so mom got him back to the Taiwan again.
送到戒毒中心。
And sent him to the rehabilitation center.
还好这个孩子被救回来。
And we were thankful that he was saved in the rehabilitation.
还有更可怕的。
But what's more, what's worse?
我认识一个夫妇。
I know of a couple.
初中 小孩子小的时候夫妻就分开了
and the couple was separated when their children was young
为了要完成孩子的梦妈妈带着孩子来美国
they were not separated in terms of marriage separation but they were separated living in a different location the mom brought the children to America to study
经历了我们刚才所讲的痛苦阶段
and they gone through such a struggling period
孩子上大学。
And finally, this kid went to college.
妈妈就很放心回台湾。
And so mom was thinking that her job is done, so she went back to Taiwan.
想不到这个年轻的男孩交了一个女朋友。
But this son of hers had a girlfriend.
这个女朋友非常漂亮。
And this girlfriend of his was very beautiful.
也是我们华人第二代。
And it was also a second generation, it was ABC.
可是她不专一。
And yet, the son was not focused, was not loyal and faithful.
借用他的美貌，同时交了好几个男孩子。
And then through, he used her to get to many different other men.
来替他服务。
And so to serve him.
设法弄点钱给他花。
And so he was using her to get a lot of money from other men.
有一天他们没有钱。
And so one day this young couple had no more money.
在晚上就上街去抢劫。
And so they went on the street and robbed during the middle of the night.
想不到这个女孩子人长得漂亮，心可这么狠。
And but without knowing, this girl was beautiful, and yet her heart was very cruel.
抢了钱还不算，就把对方给杀掉。
And not only she robbed people, she killed after robbery.
就很快就被警察抓到。
So they were captured by the police.
这个女的判终身监禁
and she was given life sentence without parole.
这个年轻的大学生被判十年徒刑
and then this college guy, the son of the sister, was given a 10-year sentence.
去年刚刚从监牢里出来
he just came out of the prison last year.
他最黄金的时间20到30岁
and the golden years of his life, which was in his 20s,
就是在监狱里面度过。
He spent it in the incarceration.
你看这个是实在是一个悲剧。
And you see that it is such a tragedy.
气球吹不好就吹破。
Because once if you do not blow this balloon well, it breaks.
那怎么办？我们来到美国替孩子做梦，这个梦 应该怎么做。
So if we dream for our children, how should we dream for them?
好，现在请我们来读一段圣经。
Let's turn to a passage in the scripture.
箴言书三章一到八节。
That's in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 8.
我想我们读到第七节就好。
We will read instead from verse 1 through 7.
好，找到了，请我们一起读。
Shall we read it together?
我儿，不要忘记我的法则，你是要谨守我的诫命，因为它必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。不可使慈爱、诚实离开你，要系在你颈项上，刻在你心板上。这样，你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠。有聪明，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。好，第三节到第七节，一起再读一遍。往来，你要专心仰赖耶和华。不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。好，我们低头做个祷告。亲爱的主啊，求你恩待仆人，能够把你的旨意讲得清楚明白。
Speak your will clearly.
主啊，愿你得着我们的心。
Lord, for you obtain our hearts.
让我们知道今生的道路该怎么走。
So we know how to travel on this journey of life.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我觉得今天这篇信息是非常重要。
And I really truly feel that this message today is very important.
在我年轻的时候，我的母亲把这一段经文给我。她常常给我提这段圣经。
Oftentimes she would remind me of this passage.
她让我知道一生最重要的事是什么。
She had told me very clearly what's the most important thing in my life.
那这一段经文是谁写的？
And who wrote this passage?
是以色列历史上最有智慧的王所罗门。
It was the wisest king in the history of Israel, which is King Solomon.
他用这段经文来劝勉他的子孙。
And he used this passage to encourage his descendants.
我儿，不要忘记我的法则。
He said, "My son, do not forget my teaching."
你是要谨守我的诫命。
But keep my commands in your heart.
这段话。是所罗门劝勉他的子孙。
That is what King Solomon used to encourage to exhort his descendants.
所以不论对做父母的或者对做儿女的都是很重要的经文。
So it is important passage whether to us as parents or to us as a children.
我刚才讲所罗门是以色列历史上最有智慧的一个王。
As I mentioned that King Solomon was the wisest king in the history of Israel.
做以色列最有智慧的王不简单。
And it is difficult to be the wisest king.
我们都知道犹太人大概是全世界最聪明的民族。
Because we know that the people of Israel are probably the smartest people.
你知道到目前为止
you know,
诺贝尔奖
the Nobel Prize winners
有多少比例是犹太人吗？
Do you know what the proportion of the winners are all, are Jewish?
22%。
And 22%.
差不多五个人里面有一个是犹太人。
So it seems to be every five winners, you have one who is Jewish.
你知道犹太人是很小的民族。
But you know that they are such a small ethnic group.
但是他们诺贝尔得竟然超过五分之一。
And yet, they are taking over 22% of the winner circle.
那他们的经济学奖得主更多，差不多三分之一。
And those who won the Nobel Economy Prize are even more, that's surpassing 30%.
所以我们都知道犹太人绝对聪明的。
So we know that the Jewish people are really smart.
可是所罗门王是犹太人中最聪明的犹太人。
Yet King Solomon was the wisest of the wise.
他用这一段话劝勉他的子孙。
And he used these words to encourage and to exhort his descendants.
应该知道它的重要性。
And then you would know how important this passage is.
他说我儿啊，你要专心仰赖耶和华。
He says, my son, lean on the Lord, trust the Lord with all your heart.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
Lean not on your own understanding.
如果有理性一点的人。
And those who are thinkers,
你心里应该会马上跑出一个问号来。
You will probably have a question mark in your mind.
所以有没有搞错？
He says, are you mistaken?
上帝是看不见的。
He says, God is invisible.
我是看得见。
But I am visible.
上帝是没有办法掌握的。
That you cannot take hold of God.
我自己是可以掌握的。
But things that are concerning me, I can control.
如果明天早上学校考数学
If tomorrow morning I have a math exam
我多做几遍习题我当然考得比较好
And if I do more today try to practice more then definitely I can score better tomorrow
那今天叫我去依靠一个看不见的好像不能掌控的而不是靠我自己
but,
这个话怎么讲得通
But today how can you convince me to trust not in myself my own effort yet in this God who I cannot see nor can I control
所以很多人一定觉得这个话太抽象。
And so to many that is just very ridiculous.
事实上不是这样。
Yet in reality that is not true.
专心依靠耶和华的意思。
What does it mean to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts?
不是说你不要用功读书。
It's not that you do not put in your own effort.
不是说你不要尽力做你的工作。
It's not that you don't do your part.
这个都是你的本分。
Because these are your responsibility.
他的意思是说，我们认清上帝才是我们最大的依靠。
And yet it is saying that knowing and recognizing that God is our greatest trust.
这是第一个意思。
That is the first thing that I want to point out.
其次这句话的意思是说，我神的旨意就是我行事为人的原则。
Second meaning is to say that God's will is the guide for my conduct.
是我一生要奉行的标准。
It is the standard of my life.
你看刚才的经文说，不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
As the first says, let love and faithfulness never leave you.
第七节说，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
And verse 7 says, fear the Lord and shun evil.
这边都讲明了什么叫信靠耶和华。
And these two verses explain to us what does it mean to trust in the Lord.
你要把上帝的标准当作你的标准。
You need to regard God's standard as your standard.
我们看见林修好就是这样的人。
And you see Jeremy Lin is such a great example.
最近他被媒体这样的哄抬。
And recently he was so exalted by media.
主要不是他球打得有多好。
It is not how great his basketball skill was.
我们知道在 NBA 里面比他球打得好还有很多人。
But we know there's so many better players than him in the NBA.
我看到我们中文的报纸用三大版，第一版到第三版，最重要的来讲林书豪。
And I saw that our Chinese newspaper used three big pages front news to talk about Jeremy Lin.
我从小到大，除了总统死的时候有这么多的版面。
Well, I remember someone deserving such a great portion of the newspaper was some president who died.
我现在觉得不是林来疯。
And believe me, I am not an insanity.
是媒体疯。
It's a media sanity.
我们的媒体有点发疯了。
And I think our media is kind of insane.
那这个。林书豪吸引人在什么地方呢
？But what is it about Jeremy Lin that attracts people?
他们突然发现 NBA 里面有一个年轻人，他的行为跟别人不一样。
They all of a sudden realize that there is a young man in NBA who are so different from the other people.
他打完球不是去花天酒地。
And after he win the game, he did not just go sit in the bar and having fun and partying.
他是到教会里做见证。
He went to church and give testimony.
他不是去花天酒地。
He did not go and spend it in alcohol and other things.
他把一些感谢归给神。
Yet he gives his time in surrendering praise and thanksgiving to God.
所以他的态度是上帝是我的依靠。
So his attitude was that God was the one whom I trust.
神的原则就是我行事为人的原则。
That God's principle was the guideline for my conduct.
这个叫专心仰赖耶和华。
That is what it means to trust the Lord with all our hearts.
这个才是我们一生可以蒙福的指标。
And that is the guide and the key to be blessed in our life.
为什么圣经叫我们不要依靠自己的聪明呢？
Why does the Bible instruct us not to lean on our own understanding?
因为人太有限。
Because as a human being, we're so limited.
我不晓得你会不会觉得你实在是很能干。
I don't know if you feel you're so capable.
其实我们都太有限。
But in reality, we're all so limited.
一个真正有智慧的人越能干，越看见自己有限。
The more mature, the more wise the person is, the more he realizes that he is limited.
我们来看说医生这个行业。
And let's look at the area of the field of medicine.
所以医生的人都很优秀。
And you know that these doctors, medical doctors, are very, are superior in many ways.
那医生有外科，有内科。
And there is internal medicine, there's a surgery, surgeons.
外科还分很多很多外科，有眼科，有耳鼻喉科，有胸腔外科，有很多外科。
And there's so many different kinds of surgeons.
我现在发现不仅有眼科，有耳鼻喉科。
And now I realize not only there's optometrists, there is ear, throat, and nose specialists.
你看我的喉咙不好。
And you know that my throat is not very well.
我到耳鼻喉去挂号。
So I went to make an appointment with his ear, throat, and nose doctor.
发现现在耳鼻喉科已经分成耳科、鼻科、喉科。
And now they're separated into three separate specialties: the specialty of nose, throat, and ear.
对，喉科现在还分。
And then just in the specialty of throat, they separate into further.
有的医生专门做喉肿瘤。
And some are focused on the oncology of the throat.The tumors in the throat.
有的医生专门做声音的美容。
And some are really just focusing on the voice part of it.
所以我就去挂那个声音美容的科。
Went to the specialty specialist who was focusing on the quality of the voice.
所以不仅是你眼睛可以美容，连声音都可以美容。
So not only you can improve the way your eyes look, you can improve your voice as well.
不过到目前为止，好像我的医生还有限。
To this day, I think my doctor is still very limited.
还没有让我的声音变得美一点。
And he's not helping me to gain my voice back.
所以我们的智慧也有限。
So this is to say that our wisdom, our abilities are so limited.
我们的判断力也很有限。
And so is our judgment.
我认识一个医生的弟兄。
And I know a brother who's also a medical doctor.
他已经三十几岁了，还没有结婚。
And he's in his 30s and he's not yet married.
我们是好朋友，他不着急，我都替他着急了。
Because we're good friends, so I really am concerned for him.
我说，我有一天问这个弟兄，你到底要找什么样的对象？牧师帮你介绍一个。
So I said, well, can you just tell me what kind of person you want, and I'll find one for you.
他说我的条件很简单。
He says, well, my requirements are very simple.
就是这个女孩子一定要健康。
And this girl must be very healthy.
因为他是医生，他在乎健康。
Because he is a medical doctor, so he focuses so much on health.
他天天替病人看病。
And every day he sees so many different patients.
他感觉娶一个不健康的老婆很麻烦。
And so he felt that it is really troublesome to marry someone who's unhealthy.
过不了多久，突然他来找我，他说：“王哥，我要结婚了。”
And so after a little while, he came to me all of a sudden and says, "Hey, I'm getting married."
没有谈几个礼拜恋爱就要结婚了。
And they've only seen each other for a few weeks, and now he is determined to get married.
因为他的条件很简单，只要健康就可以娶你。
Because his requirements are very simple, just healthy.
他就把女朋友带来给我看。
And so he brought this girl to me.
哎呀，果然很健康。
So indeed, she appeared to be very healthy.
经过医生鉴定的，大概没什么问题。
Because she has been proved by the doctor, I guess there's not much problem.
他请我给他结婚圣道。
And so he asked me to officiate his wedding.
我当时讲什么我还记得。
And I still remember what I said.
我说身体的健康很重要。
So I said, well, physical health is very important.
我提醒他们灵性的健康更重要。
And I reminded them that your spiritual health is even more important.
这个女孩子还没有信主，这个医生就迫不及待就结婚了。
And because this girl was not yet saved, but then this doctor was a brother, wanted to get married and could not wait.
果然结婚不久啊，体格很强壮，个性也很强壮。
So soon after the wedding, he realized that not only she was strong physically, she was strong in her will.
一吵架就跑回娘家几个礼拜。
And after they had some conflict, she would go, went home for a few weeks.
最后他们终于离婚了。
And finally they were divorced.
这是我失败的一次证婚。
That's a failure of mine in officiating for them.
不过这怪他自己判断力太有限。
But this is really because his judgment was so partial.
他看得见外面，看不见里面。
He can only see what is outward, but is not able to see what is inside.
还有，我们对客观环境的掌控是非常有限。
And also, your ability to control your circumstances are very limited.
你看那个林书豪的教练，叫他上他就上，要他下就下。
And just like Coach Jeremy Lin, Jeremy would have to follow whatever the coach tells him to do.
他有多少机会打球，不是掌握在他手上。
So how many chances that he actually has on the court is not in his hand.
不管你再能干，金融海啸发生的时候，也不是你可以掌控。
And just like however capable you are, you're not going to control the economic tsunami.
就连这个世界变成什么样，发生什么事情，说实在，我们影响太小太小。
And indeed, our impact to this world are very, very insignificant in terms of controlling what happens and what does not.
更重要的，我们连自己都掌控不了。
And furthermore, we can't even control ourselves.
很多时候，我们连自己的情绪都没法掌控。
And let alone our emotions.
你看保罗怎么说的
？And what did Paul say?
他说：“立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。”
I can will to do good, but I'm not able to act it out.
你看我对自己的行为都掌控不好。
And because I'm not even able to control my behavior, my deeds.
朋友在那边吸大麻。
And when my friends are taking the weed.
大家来一起吸。
And so we smoke together.
我们没有力量抗拒。
And there is no resistance.
我记得我的小儿子
I remember
考大学的时候。
When my youngest son was going through an examination process for college.
他真的很用功。
And he was really studying hard.
可是在大学联考前两个礼拜。
But just before the college entrance exam, about 2-3 weeks prior.
他突然发现。他打开书本，一个字都读不下去。
And all of a sudden, he realized when he opened up the book, he could not take in even one word.
因为太紧张。
Because he was just having some anxiety.
越读不下去，越紧张。
And so the more he could not read or study, the more anxious he became.
越紧张就越读不下去。
And the more anxious he became, the more he could not take in any words.
最后这个大男生哭起来。
And so finally, this grown man cried and broke down.
你看我们都做父母的，这个时候怎么办呢？我们帮不上忙。
And so as parents, what is it that we could do?
感谢主神给我智慧。
And I thank the Lord that God had given me wisdom.
我从他身边走，我就看他那么难过。
So as I walked by him, I saw him suffering stuff.
突然神给我想到一些经文。
And all of a sudden, the Lord reminded me of a word, a verse.
在以赛亚书三四十章三十三十一节。
In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31.
就是少年人也必疲乏困倦。
But those who he said, even the young will lose their strength. Will fall. Or even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
强壮的也必全然跌倒。
And even the strong will stumble and fall.
唯有等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
我就对儿子说：“哎，一起来来来。”
And so I said to him, "Come."
我说：“我读一节经文给你听。”
Let me read this verse to you.
我就把这个圣经读给他听。
So I read to him Isaiah chapter 41, verses 30 and 31.
我说：“你看，你是少年人，你现在也疲乏困倦。”
He says, assertion that you are young, you're a young man, and now you are becoming weak.
虽然你强壮，现在也是软弱无力。
Though you were strong, but now you are failing.
但圣经说，等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But the scripture says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
等候在原文就是依靠的意思。
And it is to trust, it is to hope in the Lord.
我说你跟爸爸一起祷告好不好
？So shall we pray together?
他就跟我一起祷告。
And then so he prayed with me.
感谢主，祷告完好像整个人突然松开了。
And all of a sudden after we prayed, it felt like he was completely relaxed.
结果大专联考就考上他自己要读的系跟那个学校。
And so he was successful in his college entrance exam and entered into the major in college which he wanted to major in.
所以你看我们人生有限。
And so you understand that we all know that we're often limited.
我们当中好多父母的孩子现在都已经上大学。
And many of us, we have children in the, in college.
或者快要上大学。
Or those of us who have children who are about to enter into college.
我告诉你他在大学怎么样你掌控不了。
Let me tell you, you cannot control what he or she does in the college, on the college campus.
我当年为什么看中我现在的女婿
?Why is it that, I have my eye on my, son-in-law?
他读大学。他读大学的时候他的母亲刻意把他带到我们家来。
Because when he was in college, his mom brought him to our home.
我们是好朋友。
And because the two families were good friends.
他那个时候在念 UC San Diego.
And then he was studying UC San Diego.
我就跟这个，当然我也蛮喜欢这个孩子，我就跟他聊一聊。
And because I really liked him, so I would just converse with him.
我问他在大学学习的情形。
And I asked him his life, college life.
哎呀，他说在大学里面引诱试探太大。
And he said there's so much temptations on the college campus.
他们一个房间大概睡四个人。
And they are, they're sleeping in the quad, so there are four people in a dorm room.
有的人就在那个进门口的大门上挂一个大大的女人裸体照。
And some would post a nude picture of a woman on the outside of their room, dorm room.
还有人就在宿舍里面看色情的电视。
Or many people were looking at pornographic videos in their dorm room.
他说感谢主，我靠着上帝的恩典。
And he says, well, I thank the Lord that because of God's grace,
我没有跟他们走一样的路。
I did not travel down the same path as they did.
所以你看你的孩子怎么能够掌控？
So how is it that you're able to control your college kids?
不是你怎么教他。
It is not how you are able to teach him or her.
是神在他心中的分量有多少
？It is the weight of God in his heart or her heart.
我想到我们人的有限，
and、
还有一个例子，其实例子太多了。
And there's so many examples to exemplify how limited we are, and there's yet one more.
如果没有神，我们一生的努力可以一夜之间化为乌有。
And without God, all our efforts can be in vain in just a matter of one night.
我从前有一个同事。
I had a colleague once.
他在这个 Wisconsin 念了硕士以后回国。
And after he gained his master's in Wisconsin, he went back to Taiwan.
有非常好的工作。
And he had a really good job.
有一天走在路上被汽车撞一下。
And one day he was just walking on the street and then he was hit by a car.
人飞出去，脑袋着地。
And then his head hit the ground, the concrete first.
严重脑震荡。
And it was a severe head injury.
三个月以后才清醒。
And he was in a coma and was waking up after 3 months.
变成半植物人。
He was kind of partially vegetable.
会说一点简单的话。
He could only say some very simple words.
算数还可以算一加一等于二。
And he could still do a little bit simple arithmetic such as 1 + 1 = 2.
真是回归孩童的样子。
And he was just like a child.
你看我们人何等有限。
And how limited we are.
所以圣经要我们专心仰赖神。
That's why the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
在一切的事上来认定神。
In all your ways, acknowledge him.
为什么要这样认定？
Why is it that we need to acknowledge him in all our ways?
因为这位神是永不改变的神。
Because this God is never changing.
环境会改变。
And circumstances will change.
人会改变。
People will change.
经济条件会改变。
Your economic status will change.
我们身体会改变。
Your physical health will change.
但是神不改变。
But God will never change.
难怪大卫说上帝是我的磐石。
No wonder David said that God is my rock.
是我的山寨。
Is my fortress.
你看磐石跟山寨就是你可以依靠的。
And such fortress and such shelter is someone that you can lean on.
这是稳当的依靠。
And he is our rock and is assured assurance.
我刚才讲到林书豪。
And I talked about Jeremy Lin.
他曾经在教会做见证，讲到他怎么学习依靠上帝。
He gave a testimony in a church and saying.
他这样说，我要学习向着神摆上我最好的。
I'm going to learn to give God my best.
并且把结果交托神。
And yet commit to God the results.
我要学习相信他的恩典。
I'm going to learn to trust in his grace.
他伟大和完美的计划。
And his great and perfect plan.
我要学习把我的想法、我的欲望和我的梦想全都交给神。
I'm going to learn to commit to him my thoughts, my desires, and my dreams.
他说他在神面前讲祷告。
He said to God, he prayed to him in such a way.
说神啊，我要尽最大的努力为你去打球。
He says, God, I will do my very best and play for you.
为你，我把结果都交托给你。
Yet I will commit the results, the outcome to you.
因为他依靠的是神。
Because he, God was the one in whom he trusted in.
所以他坐了冷板凳坐了好久。
So he was on the bench for a very long time.
也被球队踢来踢去。
And he was being exchanged by different different teams.
但他心中很笃定。
And yet in his heart there's assurance.
因为他依靠的不是教练。
Because he did not depend or lean on his coach.
他依靠的是神。
Yet he was leaning on God.
后来他这样做见证。
And then he later gave such a testimony.
他说没有一个是靠着我的能力直接控制。
There's nothing that was controlled by my direct ability.
出现在我的生命中的这些事。
And all these things that happened in my life.
这些人。
These people.
全都是神给我的祝福。
All of them are the blessings of God.
你看有这样态度。
And you see his attitude.
他不会患得患失。
So he would not have such a loss.
不会起起伏伏。
A sense of loss, an emotion that goes with it.
我的儿子现在在马里兰读博士。
And my son is pursuing his PhD in Maryland.
他最近打电话跟我们交通。
And he recently gave us a call and fellowship with us.
他说：“爸爸，我在同样的事情上学功课。”
He says, "Dad, I'm learning in this one lesson."
他过去非常在意同学们的称赞。
And in the past, he cares so much of the praise of his friends.
他过去非常。在意他的教授对他的肯定。
And in the past, he cares so much about the affirmation from his professors.
那这样有什么不好？
And what is wrong with that?
患得患失。
And he has suffered the sense of loss and gain all the time.
情绪起伏很大。
And then his emotion goes up and down with it.
到现在我把这个结果交给神。
And now I have committed all these to God.
我的责任就是用功读书。
My responsibility is that I would study hard at my best.
结果他的心情变得很稳定。
And then his emotions began to be very stable.
他的功课变得更好。
And he studied even better.
这是依靠神跟你依靠自己的不一样。
That is a huge difference between leaning on ourselves and leaning on God.
在这个方面我也有自己很深的经历。
And myself has a similar experience.
我在年轻的时候交女朋友。
When I was younger, I was seeing different girls.
常常失败。
I often failed to keep them as my girlfriend.
因为我的条件是我自己定。
Because I have set standards for myself.
要好的大学。
And this one was massager from a great college.
要大眼睛。
And a big eye.
要外貌。
And very beautiful.
结果我要别人也要嘛。
Well, those qualities that I desire, other men desire too.
So 就常常失败。
So So often I would look to some other guy.
我好在我的个性算看得开。
And I'm glad that I'm able to let go.
我终于有一天太痛苦了，来向神降服。
And then finally one day I suffered so much in this area, I came and bowed down to God and submitted to Him.
我终于向神做这样的祷告。
And finally I say this prayer to God.
主啊，我要把我一生的婚姻交在你的手中。
Lord, I am going to commit to you my marriage.
我不再用我自己的主意定条件。
I will never again set the standards for myself by myself.
让你来决定我的婚姻。
But you will be the one who determines whom I marry.
我就本本分分的，好长一段时间。
So I was quiet for a long time.
一直到上帝预备的出现。
Until whom God had prepared appeared.
这一次一拍即合。
Now this time it was so successful.
不再痛苦。
No more pain and suffering.
不再流眼泪。
No more tears.
你看，依靠神跟依靠自己不一样的。
Do you see the difference between when you're leaning on yourself and leaning on God?
神说在一切的事上都要认定他。
God says you need to trust in Him and then lean on Him and acknowledge Him in all things.
这是指每件事。
That means everything.
你不说主啊，读书的事情我靠你，但是结婚的事我自己做主。
You can't say, Lord, I will just depend on myself for my study, my academic career, but I'll commit my marriage to you.
但这个不是上帝要的。
No, that's not what God desires.
我们要把每一件事都交在主的手中。
It is with everything you commit to God.
把你的学业，把你的婚姻，把你的工作，甚至把你的孩子都交在神的手中。
Your academia, you are your career, your marriage, even your children, you commit them all to God.
你一定会看见神的祝福。
And then you will surely see the blessing of the Lord.
上帝会赐给我们智慧。
Because God will give you wisdom.
我在工作上很多这样的见证。
And there's so many countless testimonies I can give concerning my work.
把工作带到上帝的面前，为你自己的工作祷告。
You bring your job before the Lord, your work before the Lord, and pray for it.
你知道林书豪每次打球，他先祷告。
And then it was Jeremy Lin too. Every time before you play, you've got to pray.
他打完球仍然祷告。
And then he prayed still after he played.
这个是一生的依靠。
That is the trust of his lifetime.
我前面也讲过，这个专心仰赖神，除了你的工作婚姻，还包含了行事为人的原则。
And then, so to trust the Lord with all things, not just your career, your job, your marriage, but everything that you do, the guideline for your life.
神说不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
He says, let not love and faithfulness leave you.
这都是基督徒一生要守的。
And that is something, the principles that we hold on to as Christians.
我刚才讲林书豪被人津津乐道的不是他的球技。
And I just mentioned that Jeremy Lin is so highly praised not for his skills as a basketball player.
是他生命的特质。
But his characters.
一个基督徒所散发出来的特质。
His special character as a devout Christian.
我看见报纸上的形容很有意思。
And I see how the newspaper described him.
说林书豪救了 NBA。
And said that Jeremy Lin saved the NBA.
为什么说救了 NBA?
Why is it that he saved the NBA?
因为 NBA 的形象太烂。
Because the image for NBA players are so bad.
那些球员的生活太烂。
And their lives, their personal lives are very, very immoral.
他们突然发现有个年轻人那样的谦卑。
And all of a sudden they realize there's a young man who can't be so humble.
那样的有规有矩。
And really moral.
那样的持守圣洁
and hold on to purity.
所以他们说这个是我们该学
and they all say this is something that we need to learn.
所以各位同学这个叫各位弟兄姐妹这个叫一生来认定神
So friends and sisters that is what it means to trust the Lord with all your heart and acknowledge God in all things.
对不起我教书教不来 OK 好现在我们看这样的认定，这样的跟随，带给你的祝福是什么
？So well, now I want to see what kind of blessing that God will bring to you as you acknowledge Him in all things.
带给你的保证是什么？
And what kind of assurance that it would give you?
圣经说他必指引你的路。
The Bible says that he will direct your path.
你不要担心了，如果你靠你自己常常在那里彷徨。
Don't worry, and because when you depend on yourself, you will be anxious.
但如果我们专心仰赖神。
But if you trust in God and lean on him,
神一定会给你开路。
God will open the way for you.
神一定会给你指引。
God will direct your path.
这个方面我很多的经历。
And I have so many experiences with it.
我讲两件就好。
And perhaps I want to share two with you.
对不起，我再提一下我的儿子。
And forgive me for mentioning my son again.
因为这个是真实的。
Because these are real testimonies.
我曾经在这里做过见证。
And before I've given similar testimony before.
对不起，再讲一次。
So allow me to say it again.
前年我的儿子申请美国的学校。
About 2 years ago, my son was applying for schools in the States.
他申请九个他认为最好的学校。
He applied to 9 different campuses whom he thought was very good school.
他的主修是物理化学。
And his major was physical chemistry.
他在大学毕业以后，他的校长爱他，他被给他推荐到台湾物理化学界顶尖的人做研究。
And then because his professor loved him so much, he recommended my son to one of these great researchers in Taiwan.
那位老师是中研院的资深院士。
And he was the researcher in one of the great research institute in Taiwan.
他指导的都是博士班。
And his students were, he only advised those PhD students.
但是他破例收我儿子，个大学刚毕业的。
And yet, with the exception, he took my son, who just graduated from college.
结果也写了几篇论文，发表在这个 journal 上面。
And then together they published certain few numbers of papers.
所以无论从在校的成绩，他研究的经历，我想在我学校好歹也有两三个学校会收他。
So whether with his academic, his GPAs or his research background, he should be able to get at least 5 of the schools he applied to.
他开头也有这样的自信。
And he had such confidence as well in the beginning.
可是结果出来了。
And yet when the results came.
全部 reject.
All 9 schools rejected him.
他把自己关在房间里三天三夜不出来。
He locked himself in the room for 3 days and 3 nights and did not come out.
他说上帝怎么不听我的祷告。
And he said, God, how come you did not hear my prayer?
他好像也是在抓住神。
And he seems to be holding on to God.
可是神好像没有回应呢。
And yet it seems that God wasn't answering him.
怎么会这样呢？
And how could it be?
我就鼓励他，我说你不要灰心。
So I asked him, I encouraged him to not lose heart.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
Because the way, the thought of the Lord is higher than our thoughts.
结果他就先回台湾。
So he went back to Taiwan first.
过了一个多月，我从西班牙回去。
And after a month or so, when I returned to Taiwan from Spain,
很奇妙，我到我家的邮箱一看，有一封玛丽兰大学的信。
So when I returned home, I see a mail from University of Maryland.
信上这样说：“对不起，我们把你 reject。”
And the letter says, "Sorry, we reject you."
不过如果你有问题，可以给我们一个电话，他就把电话写下来。
And it says, but if you have any questions, you're welcome to give us a call, and here's the number.
我一看完这封信，心里马上要感动，就是这个学校。
And so after I read the letter, I felt in my heart that that was the school that Gossman sent him to.
Reject 还是这个学校。
And even though the school rejected him first, in the first place, it's still that school.
我就到，我家在四楼，五楼，七楼，七楼。对不起，我住过四楼，一下电梯了，我就敲门把孩子叫出来。
So I was living on 7th floor and went down to the 4th floor.
他还是一脸沮丧，可是我把他从房间里叫出来。
I was on the 7th floor and I tried to knock on the door of my son and ask him to come out.
我说一切有希望。
And I said to him, say, hey, there's hope.
这封信说如果有问题可以打电话。
Because the letter says if you have questions, please call them.
你马上打电话。
So call them right now.
你跟他提两个状况。
Tell them two things.
第一个，如果从 master 开始念，可不可以？
And first of all, you tell them, if I start from the master program, would you allow that?
因为他原来申请的是 PhD program.
Because he applied directly into a PhD program.
如果不行说我第一学期我自费可不可以？就是 我有些 financial support.
And if it's well, and also another alternative, what if I pay for myself, my own tuition, the first semester?
结果学校的 program leader 马上打电话来回信来说赶快把你所有的资料移过来。
And so the department head said to him, why don't you send over all your information?
包含他的论文。
And including the paper that you published.
啊我在想他们大概原来都没有仔细看过。
So perhaps they never really looked into his thesis or his papers.
Okay, anyway, 过几天就回信来我们要收取你。
And so after a few days, the school gets back to him and says, we're going to take you, admit you.
还是 PhD program.
And admit you into the PhD program.
刚进去不久就给他一个 TA 的工作。
And given him on top of that a TA job.
所以上帝带领奇妙。
So the leading of the Lord is indeed very wonderful.
这个对我孩子是很重要的提示。
And because that is a great reminder to my son.
靠你的成绩，靠你的努力，到最后 all reject.
Yeah, because if you lean on your own abilities, you will be rejected.
所以神让他看见今天这个门是神给他开。
And the Lord has shown that today the door was open because God opened it for him.
帮助他认清他的物理上的还有一位神。
And to help him to realize above the physics and the chemistry, there is a God.
感谢主，他现在非常信虔。
And we thank the Lord that now he's very godly.
所以神必指引我们的路。
And then God said that He will surely direct our path.
不要替你的孩子担心。
Do not be worrying for your children.
由于时间的关系，我另外一个见证不做。
And I will not tell you another testimony due to the limitation of time.
所以我在这里劝勉我们做父母的弟兄姐妹。
So I would like to exhort all of us, our brothers and sisters, as parents.
你最重要的事情不是给你孩子吹多大的气球。
The most important thing is not dreaming a big dream for your children.
你不是帮他补习，帮他去训练，不是做很多很多的事情。
It is not to send him or her to all these different classes and tutoring.
当然那些事情都好。
Yes, these things are good things.
如果你有能力是可以做。
And if you have the ability, the financial resources, you can do so.
但是我要说最重要的是什么？你一定要掌握住。
But there's one thing that is crucially and most important that you must take hold of.
最重要的是为你的孩子祷告。
It is to pray for your children.
最重要的是让你的孩子一生来跟随神。
The most important thing is for your son and daughter to follow the Lord for the rest of their lives.
我可以向你保证，这会成为他一生最大的祝福。
I will guarantee you that that will be the best blessing that he or she will have.
一个人一生的幸福不是他有多大的成就。
The happiness of a person does not depend on his great accomplishments.
你看 Michael Jackson 很有成就。
You look at Michael Jackson, his accomplishments.
Whitney Houston 很有成就。
Or Whitney Houston, who was very accomplished.
可是他们的结局都很悲惨。
Yet their endings are very sad.
因为他们没有跟定一条对的路。
Because they did not follow on the right path.
我的一生很平凡。
And my life are very ordinary.
可是我觉得我一生非常幸福。
But I feel I am very, very happy and blessed.
我从心里说这个话。
And I say it from the bottom of my heart.
如果你一生走在一条对的路上。
Because if you travel on the right path for the rest of your life.
那就是你的幸福。
And that is your true happiness.
如果你的孩子一生走在一条对的路上。
If your children walking on the right path for the rest of his or her life,
无论他是平凡,
no matter whether he or she appears to be ordinary,
或是他很优秀,
or they are extraordinary,
他都是一个蒙福的人,
he or she is indeed blessed.
我们太容易把焦点放在外面的成就,
It's so easy for us to focus our focal point on the outward achievements.
忽略了让孩子走在一条对的路上，是他一生最大的保障。
And we've neglected to guide them onto this right path, which is the greatest assurance for the rest of their lives.
所以当我的女婿在大学的时候向我做见证，他是这样的过生活。
And when my son-in-law testified to me how he kept himself pure during his college years,
我就知道这个男孩是可以我把女儿一生托付给他的人。
And then I realized that he is one who's trustworthy for me to give my daughter to.
我们要有这样的看见。
That is, we need to have this vision.
当然圣经，当然圣经很清楚地告诉我们说。
Of course, the Bible tells us very clearly.
一生来认定神是一条最正确的路。
That the right path is to acknowledge God in all things in all your life.
不论你经过高山低谷，一定走得出来。
Whether you go through mountains or a valley, you will be able to go through that tunnel.
所以把这个教导你的孩子，成为他一生的祝福。
So teach that to your children and it becomes their blessing.
如果今天你认为牧师讲的是对的。
And if you think that what I said to you today is correct,
你也愿意把这件事情当作你孩子最重要的事。
And you also want to really focus on this matter and regard it as the most important thing for your children.
那你一定会问怎么做呢？
But and then you will ask me, how do I do it then?
我告诉你，最重要的是父母自己做榜样。
And I would tell you the most important thing, first of all, is that as a parent, you be the example.
如果你自己不是一个专心信靠神的人，
If you are one who is not leaning on God in all things,
你却要你的孩子专心信靠，
Yet you demand your children to acknowledge God in all things,
你自己不按着圣经的原则行事为人，
If you do not live your life according to the principles and standards of God,
你却要你的孩子说，孩子啊，一定要按着神的话去做。
Yet you teach your children and says, child, you must go by the biblical principles.
他不会听的。
And trust me, he or she will not listen.
所以在这一点我非常感谢我的母亲。
And so this, for this, I really am thankful to my mother.
她一生给我做榜样。
Because all her life was a great example to me.
在艰苦中她认定神。
In difficult times, she leaned on God.
在年老的时候仍然认定神。
When she was old, she continued to lean on God.
连她安息的时候都有美好的见证。
And even in her final rest, she had a great testimony.
但同样今天我把我的孩子带到主面前。
And likewise, I brought my children before the Lord.
他们现在都跟随主。
Now they follow the Lord.
都参与教会的侍奉。
They're all serving in church.
因为他们从父母身上看见跟随神的经历。
And because they see how their fathers and father and mother follow the Lord.
曾经我跟我的姊妹两个对孩子的管教都觉得灰心丧志。
And there was a period of time my wife and I felt so discouraged in parenting.
但是我们不停止为他们祷告。
Yet we never stopped praying for them.
说实在，今天的年轻孩子不好教。
And honestly speaking, today's teens are very difficult to deal with.
但是神是我们的依靠。
Yet God is our trust.
同样可以在教育孩子的事情上，你专心来跟定神。
And you can also lean on God and trust in Him in the matter of parenting.
这是你给他最大的祝福。
Because that, by doing so, it will become the greatest blessing for your children.
最大的恩典。
The greatest grace.
我可以说栽培我们的下一代。
And to really equip our next generation,
不是吹气球。
It is not to blow a big balloon and dream such a big dream for them.
应该像是撒种在地的里面。
It should be one who plants a seed.
把神的道当作种撒在他的心田。
I will plant the word of God as a seed in their hearts.
让孩子也像棵树苗长起来。
And that they will grow up like a little tree.
以后你插一根杆子在那个树苗的旁边。
And then when you plant a little a stick right next to this little tree,
让这个树苗依附这根杆子长大。
So the tree will grow straight as it grows next to the stick.
如果你看这个树苗跟着这根杆子成长的时候，
And as this tree grows taller with the stick,
你可以放心了。
Then you can rest.
它将来一定成为大树。
Because that tree will grow up to be a big tree.
一定成为直的大树。
Will become a straight and big and tall.
神的道就是这样。
Because that is the word of God.
如果你让你的孩子依附在神这棵杆子边。
If you allow your children and teach them to lean on God, this big, great stick.
有一天他自然成为大树。
One day he or she will grow into a big tree.
搞不好我们教会也跑出什么青山一体。
Perhaps our church will have few people who will start this chin sanity.
Wing sanity.
Or, wing sanity.
很多不同的 sanity.
Or different last name plus sanity.
求主开我们的心。
May the Lord open our hearts and minds.
我们一生埋怨地神。
So that we will trust in God and lean on Him and acknowledge Him in all things.
也让我们的孩子一生来认地神。
And teach your children to do the same.
今天很多年轻的孩子在这里。
And there's so many young people among us this afternoon.
你们也可以自己做决定。
And you yourself would need to make that resolution.
如果你们现在决心一生来认定神。
If you are determined and you resolve right now to acknowledge God for the rest of your life.
我相信将来一定会感谢王牧师。
And then one day you will thank Pastor Wayne.
因为他把圣经的道非常告诉你。
Because he had taught you the truth in the scripture.
我们低头祷告。
Okay.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你实在爱我们。
Because you truly love us.
你愿做我们一生的依靠。
You're willing to be our the one we can trust and lean on.
你愿做我们一生的引路者。
You're willing to be our guide for the rest of our life.
主啊，仆人在这里把这些年轻的孩子都交在你的手中。
Lord, your servant commit to you all these young men and women.
愿你赐福他们，引领他们一生的道路。
Lord, will you bless them and guide them for the rest of their life?
在我们当中的年轻孩子，没有一个失落的。
And none of them will be lost.
都成为你手中的祝福。
That everyone will become a blessing in your hand.
仆人将祷告求你垂听。
I ask that you answer the prayer of your servant.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.